Ross Baker is Distinguished Professor of Political Science at Rutgers University, received a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania, was a research associate at the Brookings Institution, has served on staffs of many members of Congress. He is the smartest guy I know about politics, and we are lucky to have him and have been for years. Thanks for being with us, Ross.
Alan, I'm so overwhelmed by that introduction, I'm speechless.
Well, you shouldn't be speechless because you deserve it. It's amazing. Let's talk impeachment. I mean, it's what's on everybody's mind.
Yeah,
I have a theory. Let me present my theory, and then you can tear it apart. I think it's a double, triple, quadruple fake out. Everybody's getting what they want. Nancy Pelosi says we got to have an election, otherwise the whole thing is going to turn out to be a farce. He's going to claim victory, and the Democrats are under tremendous pressure from their constituents, people like Jerry Nadler, who's off the hook, you know, in terms of doing all of this stuff. So they're going to have it both ways. They're going to have it both ways, right?
Right. Yeah, I think that's right. All have won, and all shall have prizes. I think that's sort of
right.
The
everybody gets a prize.
That's the script.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's hot potato. Pelosi really feels that it hasn't ripened yet, that the time is not right. Clearly, as Congress stands now, you've got one house which is in control of the Republicans. The Republicans are standing fast in the ranks with Trump, so it's not going to get anywhere in the Senate. And, you know, everybody's acting strategically. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, one of the things that's going on now, of course, is the Democrats are pushing for a background checks bill having to do with, you know, the response to the recent shootings that have taken place. Well, Mitch McConnell, majority leader of the Senate, his position is, I don't want to have my Republican senators, many of whom are up for re-election, voting on a bill that the president may not sign.
And Ross, we'll get him into trouble with half the people. So we're not going to let them get into that trouble. So I'll take the heat, even though my personal approval rating in Kentucky is now less than 33%.
That's right. But I think at the same time, I think he's very confident. Because his Democratic opponent has made some missteps. I mean, she's got lots and lots of money. I mean, money is particularly pouring in from out of state for McConnell's opponent. The problem is that she failed to win a House seat in 2018. And so that's not exactly credential to run statewide. In a state which is probably much more Republican than the district that she lost in. So I don't think McConnell is really that worried as far as his own future is concerned. But his job as majority leader is to protect his Republicans and particularly protect them from taking tough votes.
Apparently a lot of people are sending her money, however.
Yes.
Because among Democrats, he may be the most despised guy after Donald Trump.
Oh, there's no question about it. He is a perfect foil for Democrats. They can point to him as the source of blockage, and also the person who's loading up the federal judiciary with very conservative judges. I mean, the one thing that's moving through the Senate like a freight train are judicial nominations.
I want to switch the subject for a minute, if I may.
Sure.
We'll go from leader McConnell to leader Pelosi.
Yeah.
You know, when she came in, there were people who were saying, I don't want to vote for her, the rest of it. My impression is that she's done very well. What do you think?
I think she has, too. I think a lot of people have lost money betting against Nancy Pelosi. She's an extremely shrewd tactician. She is a diabolically productive fundraiser for Democratic candidates. She really knows the House of Representatives. And I think it was presumptuous on the part of a lot of Democratic freshmen to challenge her. I think one of the things perhaps we need a little bit more of in politics is deference to leadership. If you've got somebody who has got such a firm grip on the procedures of the House, she even has triumphed over Steny Hoyer, who is her long-term rival, who is now the majority leader, and has managed to work well with him. So it, you know, she's both tough and has the ability to be conciliatory. She was, I think, very. She handled the so-called, the group of three Democratic new Democratic members, very, very adroitly. And I think she's done a rather good job. And my sense is that she's on the right side in terms of her position on the impeachment.
I want to go to Minority Leader Schumer. Now, I have to confess to you, I think this is something we all should do, as an interviewer, that I like Chuck Schumer. I've always liked him. He's always been funny and the rest of it. But I haven't been terribly impressed by his leadership of the Democrats in terms of taking on this ogre Trump. That's a question.
It's a good question. Chuck Schumer's an inside player. He is basically, he has a fairly diverse caucus. A lot of what he's doing is trying to maintain the integrity of the caucus, keeping them together, keeping Joe Manchin together with who's on the right, with Elizabeth Warren on the left.
Joe Manchin can't win again, can he? I mean, he got in on a fluke.
Oh, nobody can defeat Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin is the gingerbread man. You just can't catch him. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he wisely decided not to seek the governorship of West Virginia, and he knows he's a player, and especially now with Trump as president, Manchin is one of the few Democrats that Trump will talk to willingly.
And so
I think he feels he has some ability to move things along, particularly background checks. He and Pat Toomey are still, working to try to get that background check bill through that was introduced in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook shootings of those children, deaths of those children in Connecticut. So that's never gone away, and there's some hope now that possibly that's something that Trump will find acceptable. Frankly, I have my doubts, but, hope springs eternal.
Yeah, okay, so let's go back to the main player here, Schumer. So he's walking around with a bucket on either shoulder trying to do it well, but he has not assumed a real leadership mantle, as, for example, Pelosi has to some degree in the House, but she has the authority, of course.
Well, these are two very different institutions. In the House, there is really a need for strong leadership at the top. It's a big chamber. You've really got to be a kind of ringmaster in the House of Representatives. The Senate's very different. The Senate is all about personal relationships. And especially if you're in the minority, and I've had the experience of being in the office of Harry Reid, both when he was the majority leader and as leader of the minority. And believe me, there's a world of difference. When I was in his office, when he was the majority leader, we were the ones setting the agenda. When I was with him in the minority, we sat around waiting for McConnell to set the agenda for us.
It's great to talk to Ross Baker, who knows more about this stuff than anybody I know. Professor, always a great get-together, reunion when we speak. When we come back the next time, I got lots more for you.
Always a pleasure, Alan.